handful of groups are lobbying to make it harder to get initiatives on the ballot. As James Dawson reports, the former face of a failed initiative is among them.
John Sheldon was president of Treasure Valley Racing, the group that tried to legalize historic horse racing last November. Uncovered emails show Sheldon sending talking points to State Senator Scott Grow. Grow's bill would require campaigns to gather nearly twice the amount of signatures in a third of the time to qualify for the ballot. Sheldon says one of the documents was from his client, the payday loan company Money Tree, but he insists he's not lobbying on the bill. Interest on payday loans were capped by an initiative in Colorado last year. Sheldon says he has no personal feelings on Grow's proposal.
Getting the required number of signatures to get on the ballot wasn't very difficult. I mean, given that we did it in less than, 3 months.
Sheldon and his group paid more than $1.2 million for workers to gather signatures and consult on the campaign, according to finance records. Luke Mayville is one of the co-founders of the group behind the recent successful Medicaid expansion initiative. He's strongly opposed to Grow's bill.
It's not difficult to get the signatures in 3 months if you can hire an army of paid signature gatherers.
Volunteers collected most of the signatures for Medicaid expansion, though an outside group did fund some paid gatherers. A Senate committee is expected to take up Grow's bill again in the next 2 weeks. From the Capitol, James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.